they liked the look of the Isle of Sheppey.
Really?
So they originally landed at Sheerness and found that there was nothing there other than a fort that was half built. So they marched across the marshes and took over Queenborough.
Because there was a nice little harbour there, and there's a couple of pubs and
they also found that there was very little at Queenborough other than a town that was producing wool and oysters. And so they decided to sail off up to Chatham, which is where the British were keeping their fleet at the time.
Stupid idea, that, isn't it?
So
really?
Off up to Chatham they went. The Battle of Medway occurred. It wasn't so much a battle. I think they obliterated them and off they went with their flagship. What actually happened was the Dutch completely forgot that they declared that Queenborough was theirs.
Oh, right, okay.
So this was 1667, 350 years ago last year.
Yeah.
In 1967, 50 years, they handed it back.
At the Guildhall,
at the
of
Guildhall,
all places.
Of all places, to Mayor Flanagan.
Brilliant.
So basically last year, we got together a group of local businesses. They called upon us as councillors to support it. Mostly Kev from the Flying Dutchman came up with the idea. We wanted this Queenborough Independence Day to celebrate both the 350th anniversary of the invasion and the 50th anniversary of the independence. That was in February, and we only had till June.
So we
quickly threw together this fun day.
Yeah.
And it was a roaring success. It was the hottest day of the year.
It was a bit warm.
I was in
leather lederhosen. Orange leather lederhosen.
I was in a three-piece suit.
I remember. I said, see, you were putting up together. What's that lunatic doing in a suit?
Yeah, it was the hottest day of the year. It was absolutely beautiful. People turned out. So we decided, you know what, let's make this an annual thing.
So it's going to be. Is it going to be bigger and better this year?
We hope so. We've had a lot more time to plan it.
Yeah.
Already at this stage, I think we've got a full programme near enough for the main stage.
Yeah.
We've got a really good group working together of all the different businesses locally. We're still looking for people who want to get involved.
Yeah.
If anyone's got any ideas for acts or if any bands want to take part, but we are going to make it bigger and better this year. A bit less of the pomp and circumstance that we had last year.
And a bit more of the fun.
A bit more of the fun, because last year...
Last year was a one-off, wasn't it?
It was the anniversary. It was one of those things. This year, it's going to be a bit more of a fun day for the local people. The feedback we got last year was absolutely fantastic, and we want it to continue.
It did look lively. What we'll do, we'll take a musical break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the fundraising, because you're raising a bit of money for charity.
We are.
And we'll explain more about it, and how people can get involved as well.
Brilliant.
It's the Coonity Show here on BRFM. Cameron Bates with us. We're talking about Queenborough Independence Day, which this year is on the 16th of June. In Queenborough, of course, which is clever, really. Queenborough Independence Day in Queenborough. I'm quite impressed with that. It's not just about having fun and celebrating the events that went on all those years ago. There is a charitable aim for it, isn't there?
Yeah, well, last year we decided that the whole reason of doing it was, as much as we wanted to have a bit of fun and enjoy the history of it, we wanted to also make it a charity thing. There used to be a lot of events that used to take place in Queenborough, such as the Well Walking the Plank competition.
I did the Walking the Plank many, many moons
ago. Exactly, and it ran for quite a few years, and it was always a great day out.
We say that. When you dive into that harbour with a dress on and fake boobs, water-filled balloon boobs, it's not good, I've got to tell you.
Well, my favourite was Mad Mike Young when he set his hat on fire.
I think I was there for that one.
on a pogo stick.
But did end up on Sky News, though, so that was good.
Yes. Yeah. We used to have the trawler race every year. And
the trawler race?
Yeah, all set out from Queenborough. So it's all things like this that people miss.
I love the sound of that. That sounds mad.
Used to be big annual events.
Yeah. The Walking the Plank was massive.
It was.
Sky News came down and...
Well, it was a world championship.
It was, exactly.
It was a good day, because I used to be lifeboat crew, and we used to go along to that. It was always a very, very popular day, very warm, and it's a shame, really, that it's not sort of continuing.
Yeah. Well, last year we held a vote that we was going to choose a charity, and we chose Sheerness Lifeboat, and we managed to raise in that one day £1,500 to hand over to the Sheerness Lifeboat.
Was it a bucket collection or just...
It was all sorts. All the pubs donated from their takings for the day, because obviously their takings were up because of the amount of people that were around.
Unless John Sissons was there, because he'd be on the Coke or coffee, wouldn't he?
Yeah, coffee doesn't earn a lot. But we had a raffle, and every stall holder donated something. It was a good day to just... It was little bits and pieces, but it all added up to a big amount. We thought, what do we do this year? So we had a meeting, I think it was the end of last year, and decided, no, do you know what? We're going to do the lifeboat again.
Yep.
But we've now invited them onto the committee.
Yeah.
spoke to, got a representative from them, spoke to them, what do you want to do, talked about how we can raise some more, which has been brilliant because they've contacted their events team.
So they're getting involved.
And they're hopefully going to be all singing, all dancing down there, collecting money.
That's good.
I don't know whether it's been approved yet, but they were talking about moving their open day, which was always traditionally later on in the year, either July, August time. They're talking about moving that to the same day because there'll be a captive audience. People can come down, go on the lifeboat. So that was a good way forward. Obviously, they've also got a lot of contacts with Coast Guard, Fire Brigade, Police.
It's
going to be a bit bigger this year, and we're hoping to obviously raise a bit more.
That'd be excellent. And if people want to get involved, as you said, bands might want to play, or local groups that might want to do a performance or something, how do they get in contact, and who do they get in contact with?
The best way to get in contact is go onto the website, which is queenborough independence day.org.uk. There's contact details on there, including an email address, which is info@queenborough independence day.org.uk. But if people want to contact me, they can do. Yeah. I'm available on Facebook if anyone wants to send me a message.
And on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter constantly. Yeah. we've got a Queenborough Independence Day Facebook page, which if you contact us through that, you will guarantee a response because Lisa is really on it.
Yeah,
she responds to everyone. We have people come up and say, I want to do this, I want to do that, and she's been brilliant. One of the things we're expanding this year, which we didn't really do last year, every year there's a street market in Queenborough.
Yeah.
It's usually later in the year, and last year it was moved to the same day, but it wasn't as big.
Yeah.
So what we want to do, we've enlisted the help of Dave Wilcox from the Blue Town Market, who is using a lot of his contacts, and he is going to make a proper market down the high street with food stalls, vintage stalls. There's going to be all sorts. There's going to be, hopefully we're going to have some foreign stalls as well, like, probably not French market, but we hopefully can get some Dutch stalls, maybe.
German sausage stall would be good.
Right, German sausage stall, I'll take it forward and let him know.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be all over that like a rash, I've got to tell you. That would suit me, lovely. So, this is all on Saturday, 16th of June, 2018. It was a fun day, as we said last year, and if the more people support it, the bigger it becomes, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've always said that if it continues and everyone enjoys it, we will continue it every year and try and make it bigger and better.
Excellent. Well, Cameron, thanks very much for coming in today.
No problem.
I'm sure we'll speak to you again soon. Thanks a lot. Cheers.